Christmas Eve. We're here New Year's Eve for the big dance party. And Christmas Eve, I don't know if I'm going to be live or tape. I'm going to be live Christmas Eve, I think. But or New Year's Eve, rather. But Christmas Eve, I'm not sure yet. We'll see. We'll see if I need to duck out or not. You know? It's quite possible. I wish I was doing Christmas Day. I would definitely duck out if it was Christmas Day. But that's another story. I'm so behind. Usually I'm telling you to come by the Studum to pick up a copy of the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. But it's not in existence yet. I finally got it narrowed down. I've got some discs ready to go, but I got no artwork. I got to work on that tonight, I think, and get them printed, hopefully tomorrow or Friday. It's supposed to be a blizzard tomorrow, though, so I don't know. Oh, some Christmas. I'm taking it easy this year. I'm frazzled beyond belief. So we didn't even put up a tree. Well, we got little fake ones. But don't worry, the baby Jesus is not crying. Even though we don't have a real tree, the ones we have are super cool. We've got a pink one. We got a pink one with nothing but flamingos on it. And then we've got a Grinch tree, which is pretty great. It's just, you know, it's one of these weird Dr. Seuss-looking things where it's hanging over, you know. And actually, we got four trees. The other two, we haven't put them up yet, but they're going up real soon. We got a Charlie Brown tree. And then we've got our 1950s silver metallic tree with vintage ornaments. So don't worry. There's no crying Christ child in our house. Even though, you know, we're behind, but we're just, don't go nuts, you know? Don't drive yourself nuts at this time of year. That's all. This music's kind of driving me nuts. We could hear something, maybe, from the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. How merry do we want to get here? Let's do this. Don't you feel like shopping? I sure do. Is this it? Yeah, there it is. Here is the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. In naked form. Just a disc. No cover art yet. And even the cover art, it's going to be basic this year. Don't go expecting anything fancy. Like, last year's was the best I'll ever do. So, yeah. Don't expect much, but the disc is great. In fact, it's got this song on it that we're about to play. I'm paying $5 for a chocolate bar to put in a stocking. $5 for a chocolate? It is not a big chocolate bar. It's just a regular chocolate bar. Man. Okay, this one. This is our what are we calling this set? We're calling this the All I Want is a New Girl House album for Christmas. That's all I want. Lauren, what are you doing? Where are you? What's going on? We haven't heard from Lauren Louise, who is Girl House, in well over a year. Has it been 2 years? Maybe, I think. It's crazy. I saw her in Minneapolis. Seems like it was a decade ago, but I think it was last year, wasn't it? Or was it the year before last? I don't know. Time is nebulous. When you're as old as me, time is nebulous. But, yeah, Girl House. I love the Girl House. In fact, the very first Girl House song I ever heard, the song that just catapulted me into Deranged Fanatic was a Christmas song. Yep. It was the very first song she ever released as Girl House. Was a song we're going to hear in this set called Ugly Christmas Sweater Party. It's a classic of the genre. But prior to Girl House being a thing, she was actually in a band. And she was in the band. The band was based in, I believe, L.A. or somewhere. Anyway, somewhere in the States. But they released a couple of records, oddly enough, on the Mint label. Mint Records released the very first Lauren Louise stuff, which at the time, it was a band, it was a trio, who were known as Wild. And it's kind of weird because Wild is spelt all in caps. And when you see Girl House listed, it's all in lowercase. So I don't know, maybe she's planning on changing her name again, but can't decide between caps and lowercase. Maybe that's the hang-up. Lauren, nobody cares. Just put out some more music that's as great as this. If you could. Do I have this queued up properly? 18, yep. You're going to know this song, and I don't know that you're going to love it. You might hate it. It's one of those things, it might drive you crazy this time of year. But this version of it, it's got all the pop sheen that you know, that you're used to, but at the same time, it's super cool, and it's just awesomeness in all its forms. It's Lauren Louise, Girl House, Wild, doing your favorite Christmas nugget, or least favorite.
Christmas, there is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas. We got into a fight at the ugly Christmas sweater party.
Hey Winnipeg, this is Girl House in your downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Now the days go by so fast, and it's one more day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, the smell of hospitals in winter, and the feeling that it's all a lot of oysters but no pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way the light attaches to a girl. And it's one more day up in the canyons, and it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think you might come to California, I think you should.
This is Ben Stiller, actor, director, writer, half-breed. That's right. As the child of a Jewish father and a Catholic mother, I know the pain of choosing between Christmas and Hanukkah can be all too real. If you're faced with such a decision this holiday season, allow me to offer this advice. Go with the chicks. See, for all its beauty and significance, Hanukkah offers no built-in make-out factor. Christmas, on the other hand, has mistletoe and, you know, other things you can kiss under. So, practically a guarantee you'll get some. So for me, the choice was always obvious. I hope I've helped. Happy holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Ah. What did I call that? I called that set All I Want is a New Girl House Album for Christmas. That was Girl House, and I can't, there's not even a word for how great that is. That Counting Crows cover, A Long December. And yeah, it's the longest damn December ever. Ugly Christmas Sweater Party before that, the very first Girl House song, and the band she was in before that, Wild, with their version of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. So, this shopping mall music is like the worst. Here, let's get rid of that. Stick with the bells. Going to the movies now. We just heard from Ben Stiller. Let's go to the movies. Have you watched any good Christmas movies yet? If you had a chance? Probably not. If you're like me, you haven't had a chance to really sit down and watch anything. But I did watch one on account of a song I heard. There's a guy who's making an appearance on this year's Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. It's a guy from North Carolina who goes under the nom de plume Aux Caroling, like A-U-X. Caroling. I don't know. He mostly makes Christmas music. There's the odd thing he's done over the years that's not Christmas, but very little. It's almost all Christmas-related. And he's got three different records where he makes the claim that this movie is a Christmas movie. And it's the 2007... what's his name? Who's that hunky guy? George Clooney. It's the 2007 George Clooney movie, Michael Clayton. Now, there's a song. We're going to hear it momentarily. It's called Is Michael Clayton a Christmas Movie? Now, we've heard that about Die Hard for years and years. It's getting old. Yes, of course, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. But Michael Clayton, I'd never seen Michael Clayton. And here's this guy, and he's got three songs about Michael Clayton being a Christmas movie. So I thought, I'm missing out, man. I'm missing out. So I went out. I went to Grant Park Shopping Center. I went to Entertainment Exchange there and found a copy of Michael Clayton on DVD. And $3.99 is all I paid. What a bargain. You're looking for a cheap gift, boy. Go to Entertainment Exchange. Find some good movies. It beats paying what you gotta pay to stream stuff, you know? And you own it forever. And you can watch Michael Clayton, and you can watch it over and over and try to decipher where the Christmas content is. I don't know. Have you seen the movie? I don't know. The judges are still out on that one. They haven't returned a verdict yet on whether or not Michael Clayton is a Christmas movie, but we're going to listen to the arguments now and see whether or not Michael Clayton, in fact, is a Christmas movie or not. This is Ox Caroling on the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut.
Watching Michael Clayton, took you to the station, heading home to family and outside. Trouble on the sidewalk, side mirrors are knocked off, deductibles in pockets, and finally things are going his way. Texted from the subway, what you doing these days, how are you? Grab an apple fritter, dining food for dinner, sitting with her print like the old days. Records feeling reckless, take myself to breakfast, snow is on the sidewalk and so far. Saying hi to horses, running through the forest, Shiva got her death in the taxi. Walking in the winter, feeling like a winner, Christmas lights are on in the background.
Kinda a biggie, and it may seem motherfucker.
Christmas.
A spare Blu-ray or two of Michael Clayton in case guests come by. They make great Christmas gifts in case they bring you something, even if you don't know why. And just in case they say they don't have a player because physical media's dead, I have a ready-made card with a download code to add it to their Prime instead. Thanks for the wine, I'm sure it's fine, but nothing gets you in the spirit like watching Michael Clayton at Christmas time.
tell.
That's still devastating, that one. That's The Ornaments. We've told you about The Ornaments. This season, you know, the season started off bad when we found out it would be the second year in a row with no new Ornaments Christmas song. And it's just gotten worse. Every day it's gotten worse and worse and worse. I don't know. I don't know. But I don't, what did you think? The whole Michael Clayton thing. Do you know the movie? See, I didn't know the movie, and I watched it waiting for the Christmas content. I don't know that it ever showed up, you know, to be honest. Like the first song of his of Ox Caroling's Michael Clayton Christmas trilogy there. It was called, what? Called Is Michael Clayton a Christmas Movie? He mentions that there's decorations in the background, lights, Christmas lights. And there is a scene right near the end of the movie where George Clooney comes out of a hotel and he's standing on the street and there's a tree with lights in the background. But I don't know that they're Christmas lights. They're just white lights. And, you know, some places put lights on trees all year round. And that's kind of what it was. And the movie takes place in the month of March. So there is some snow. It's, you know, it's definitely not spring or summer yet. But, I mean, it specifically says at some point it's March. So would they, you know, put Christmas lights up? They leave them up that long? I don't think so. So I don't know. But it is a great movie, seriously. If somebody gives it to you for Christmas, don't scoff. Watch it. It's great. Chris at Entertainment Exchange says it's George Clooney's best movie. So, and it might be. Might be. I liked it a lot. Anyway, we heard, besides Ox Caroling's Michael Clayton Christmas trilogy there, we heard Litany with Die Hard as a Christmas film, and Four Eyes with Everything Will Change This Christmas, the Ballad of Hans Gruber. Yeah, I haven't watched Die Hard yet. Maybe this weekend. It's coming up. Coming up. Yep. Oh, I don't know. What are we gonna watch this weekend? I don't know. Could watch When Harry Met Sally. Could watch Spinal Tap.
Just sing. Just sing. You know how it goes.
It's 2 minutes, Tom.
You sung it as kids.
I know, so roll it. Just roll it.
He's rolling now.
Okay.
We three kings of Orient are.
No, if you want to wait for the beat, you know.
You just stop.
No, we do it as a round.
After three, okay? We'll go one, two, three. We three kings of Orient.
We three kings. You see, you got
coming.
It was two.
It was a beat of three.
I think we should start. We should start all together and then break off.
Okay. Why are you wearing that?
One, two, three.
We three kings.
No, all together then. One, two, three.
We three kings of Orient are smoking on a rubber cigar. It was loaded and exploded. That was the end of one king.
We three kings.
I don't know the second verse.
Love of light and beams of light.
I don't know that part.
Never fell abandoned beams of light and beams of kings.
That's good enough. I've never heard that second piece.
It's done.
Thank you.
And the stockings are in flames. There's a demon in my belly and a gremlin in my brain. There's someone up the chimney holding Satan is his name. And it's Christmas with the devil. Christmas with the devil. And the reindeer ran away. There'll be no Father Christmas, 'cause it's evil's holiday. So come on, ye unfaithful, don't be left out in the cold. You don't need no invitation, your ticket is your soul. I know that it's a Christmas with the devil. I don't know that it is a Christmas with the devil. And the stockings are in flames. So come on, ye unfaithful, don't be left out in the cold. You don't need no invitation, your ticket is your soul. Because it's Christmas with the devil. Don't you know that it is a Christmas with the devil.
These holidays come up, I think it's interesting that every in this country there's so many different groups, you know, I mean different, there's different
creeds,
so many different creeds, be black, be white, you know, ethnic groups, and that a lot of people celebrate Christmas in a different way, you know. I know we, my family probably had what you probably pretty traditional kind of a Christmas.
Yeah,
and
right.
What did you get, like the turkey and stuff?
Yeah.
We used to, and we had that. We'd have the turkey, and of course, that stuff with sardines. And then, I remember, I guess, like most people, we'd watch it be horror movies all night, and we'd get up about 4 o'clock in the morning, and we'd go outside, and this is the part I liked, is like trying to find the bits of the colored meat that my parents would bury in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
You dyed your own meat.
Yeah, we dyed our own. That's probably not the same for people nowadays. They probably have it already dyed for them.
Yeah.
Now, Herschel, you come from a different kind of a background, and frankly, we don't want to hear about that. But we'll play a song, maybe, kind of commemorating that kind of druid, the people who do celebrate the druid Christmas, or the satanic Christmas, as it were. Ready?
Yes.
I can just picture Mom and Dad dancing around the fire over at the Yadovitz house.
Burning tires.
Burning tires.
Speak of the devil. Devil appears, waiting for someone, lonely for years. But it's all right now. Yeah, it's all.
Well, there is Mr. Chris Isaak, currently on a Christmas tour, as it were. Although there he is. That's from a few years back. Title track to his album, Speak of the Devil. Yeah. And wow. We're almost done here in the Twang Trust tonight. There's a few gigs going on over the next few days. I don't know how Christmassy they're going to be. Sean Burns is doing his Christmas show with no Christmas music. Christmasless Christmas, he's calling it. No, he's not. He's doing something else. But he's giving the money to a good cause, so that's nice. Although, you know, would it kill you to play Jingle Freaking Bells, Sean? You know, Jingle Bells, ho, ho, ho. Presents for pretty girls, you know? I don't know. But when is that? This Saturday, Times Change, High and Lonesome Club, Leaf Rapids, and Ridley Bent. Yep. How about little Leaf Rapids for you. And we're going to start it off live at the Stu Dome.
Maybe we'll dedicate a Christmas carol to Stu and Kathy. A little blue Christmas for you. Okay, and then we'll play a couple more songs. You guys are getting tired. And there's more chips to eat. Hi, this is Bob. I'm getting hungry.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here. Start falling, and then those blue memories start falling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I have a blue Christmas.
Friends who are dear to us. gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Ho, ho, ho. That was J.P. Ho. And he'll be doing his little ho, ho, ho Christmas show at the Burt this Friday. And then heading over to the Park Theater for the after party. The Burt show, of course, hopelessly sold out. But you can still get tickets for the after show. And Leaf Rapids, Saturday at Times Change, along with Ridley Bent. And we here on the Twang Trust will be back here 1 week from tonight on Christmas Eve. And hopefully nobody's going to die between now and then, and we'll just have balls to the wall seasonal ditties. We'll have rum balls. We'll have sugar plums. We'll have those chocolate oranges. We're going to eat three of them and make ourselves sick live on the radio. 1 week from tonight, Christmas Eve, be here. And coming up next, it's Sane, kids. Ho, ho, ho.